Swedish golfer Peter Hansson won the Czech Open at the North Moravian resort of Chladno over the weekend. The Swede had a four-shot lead before the final day but stumbled on Sunday. He scored three bogeys in a row and was caught up by England's Gary Boyd and Peter Lawry from Ireland. The trio then went into the playoff where Hansson recovered and triumphed on the second hole. The win boosted Hansson's hopes for a spot in Europe's Ryder Cup team. He is now eighth on the qualifying list with one event to go. After taking the Czech Open title, Peter Hansson said it was hard to play well under such pressure.
It was nothing near or nowhere near of just trying to win the event. I mean, I knew I had to try to win the event to get on the Ryder Cup team, but I think to have that in the back of my head was both a good and a bad thing in a way, because it's so hard when you're out there and trying not to think about it and still trying to play golf.
None of the Czech players made it through Friday's cut. The best Czech professional, Viktor Skale, finished 80th after scoring a double bogey on the last hole on Friday. In baseball, the Czech Republic's under-21 national team beat Russia 7-2 in the European Championships final in Brno on Sunday and secured the title. The Czechs went through the tournament unbeaten until Saturday when they lost to Ukraine 6-2, but the home side had already secured a place in the finals. The Czechs could rely on great pitching, and the team also showed great mental strength when in the finals they outplayed strong favorite Russia. Pavel Chadim is the head coach of the under-21 European champions.
Every tournament is very difficult. Italy and Russia was very tough teams. They was favorites, and we beat them. We are very happy, and we played in final against the best European pitcher, Nikolaj Lobanov, and it's unbelievable success for Czech Republic.
In football, Czech title holders Sparta Prague lost 0-2 to the Slovak side of Žilina in the first leg of the Champions League final qualification round in the Czech capital on Tuesday. The home side missed six players from its strongest lineup, including striker Bonnie Wilfried and midfielder Libor Sionko, and put up little resistance to the confident Slovaks. Sparta had a single opportunity to score in the whole game, but Cameroonian Leonard Kewoke failed to lob Žilina's goalie. The Slovaks then bagged the game with two strikes in the second half. The second leg is scheduled in Žilina on Tuesday, but Sparta's chances of advancing to the lucrative Champions League look very slim, as two of its key players, defenders Tomáš Řepka and Erich Brabec, were booked in the first leg and cannot take the field. The black week for Sparta continued on Sunday with a home game against Plzeň. Sparta lost 1-0 after a disappointing performance and fell 7 points behind Plzeň, who now top the league table, followed by Moravia's FC Olomouc, who devoured Zbrojovka Brno 3-0. And finally, in athletics, Czech Olympic javelin champion and world record holder Barbora Špotáková finished second in the final event of the IAAF Diamond League in Zurich on Wednesday, but secured the series title. Špotáková said she was happy she did well despite an elbow injury.
It was harder as I was injured, but I kept my hopes up until the last moment. I really appreciate this a great deal. It's a great award for me for performing steadily throughout the season. Many athletes prepare well for a few events and throw really far and then jump with joy like crazy, but it's really hard to do well at every event. But that's what the title is for, and that's why it's so valuable.
On Friday, Barbora Špotáková announced that she was ending her 11-year-long cooperation with coach Rudolf Černý and that as of next season she would be trained by Jan Železný, the greatest athlete in the history of the discipline. Špotáková said she felt she was unable to further improve under her current coach and hoped that training under Železný would provide a new impulse to her career.